This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, the first game out of the All-Star break, and it does not go the way the Phils would have hoped. They fall to the Padres 8-3 tonight here at Citizens Bank Park. It was the long ball by the Padres that did the Phils in this evening. And, well, there's lots to talk about, and that's what we're going to do as we welcome you into Phillies playback here at Citizens Bank Park. Greg Murphy here with you, and it's Friday night, so you hear the dulcet tones of Tom McCarthy,
who back,
has
Larry.
Joined us as well.
Play it back.
John Kruk is here, and Larry Anderson, of course, is here as well. And, well, guys.
Dylan, how'd it go today,
Dylan? As we asked Dylan how he thought it went tonight. How'd you think it went tonight? Not so great. Not so great. And,
hey.
There you have it.
Hey, come back when you can't stay as long. What the hell? You're allowed to talk.
Yeah. Dylan, you were a broadcaster at one
don't
point.
Don't say a bad word.
Behind me now at this point.
He's got the pipes, though.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does. But, speaking for Dylan and all the other folks out there,
Dylan,
it did not go
see you
well
later.
Tonight. And, yeah, not exactly how you want to come out of the gate, just one game.
No, but, Dylan and Alyssa were running the show PR-wise. That's why I was asking how it went.
Yeah. You see, he has a lot of work to do. That's why he had to get out of here.
Why did he bring in paper that we can go outside and get?
He's nice that way. He brings it in to me every night.
But if he has a lot of stuff to do.
You know, let's make sure that he
Do
brings
you get an
paper.
Email? Don't you get an email?
I do. They still drop it off to us. It's what they do. That's what happens.
You should give
on
him a piece of candy afterwards.
You're already in your car by now, Tom. That's the thing.
So yeah, I am.
Yeah, it's been a while since you've done the post.
He don't do nothing after games.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a.
No, I don't.
It's going to be a nice night here for the 44,000 plus that were on hand. Another sellout here at Citizens Bank Park. Larry and I talked about this on the broadcast. I'm sure you guys did too. 43 games, including tonight, home games left for the Phillies here. And I asked Rob Thompson about that before the ball game today. I would say that's a little bit of an advantage for the Phils. They play well here in South Philly. Would you agree?
I would agree with that. Larry, what is it, 40 most since 1988?
Yeah.
Most games in the second half of the season since 1988 at home.
What the heck are you talking
about? Yeah,
oh, Larry's
back
still
there.
Here.
Larry's right there.
What?
Oh, hey,
he's
Larry.
Looking back there.
What'd you say?
I think that guy everywhere.
Yeah.
Larry
Costigan, who does stats for us on TV, he's in the back of the booth. He's part of the peanut gallery.
Well, thank you, Larry Costigan.
Yeah.
Because Larry Anderson had no idea. So if you were asking him,
like,
he didn't have his microphone on.
Yeah. Larry's like, don't ask me questions. I don't know.
No signal.
But why do they call a foul pole a fair pole?
He only has questions that no one has the answer to, right?
Yeah.
It's exactly
those
right.
Those great questions of life. Yeah.
If a guy's a good fastball hitter, do you throw him a bad fastball?
I mean, it seems obvious
Luis
enough,
Garcia
right?
threw a lot of them tonight.
Yeah.
You know, it's
that's
so,
not nice.
You know, and
I love Luis.
We love Luis Garcia.
We had this day.
And you don't even need a haircut.
It's exactly right, Larry, because I just got
it. It's getting
it
pretty
good,
thick.
It is a little cotton ball-y. Yeah.
Yeah.
You went with a higher number?
So we have a meeting.
Did.
Yeah. Right?
You have a meeting.
Wait, hold on a second.
Well, not today.
Oh, I was going to say.
When we were playing together.
We don't have.
And they said, guy has slider bat speed. He's like, well, I guess I'm not coming in.
That was in L.A.
Yeah.
Seriously. It was like
did you get in?
From the 1 through 7, it was all slider bat speed. I'm like, well, I guess I got the weekend off.
And did you?
No.
No.
And
nobody. Nobody went out. Nobody went out. You went out thinking you had it off.
Yeah, well, yeah. I bet I did.
You know, I that was the one rule I'm glad that they changed is 24-hour room service. Like, the hotel we stayed at in Los Angeles, it was over at midnight.
Oh, really?
I'm like, well, you know, that was the prime of the night for us.
Yeah. I do, you guys are just getting started.
I will say this. I do think being on the road this year, some of the best use of DoorDash or Uber Eats, it comes from the players because they do it.
You were
they
give
do
me
it before we even arrive at the hotel, and it's there waiting for them.
Yeah, that's
smart.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, Dusty Wathan pulled that up off in Chicago.
What is that now?
Uber Eat and DoorDash.
Pass.
Yeah.
What do you mean pass? Do you even know what that means?
No, it can't give them. It cannot give them another app.
Food to
Murph,
your room.
Murph, I am not allowed to order anything off my phone ever again.
Says.
Everybody.
Wife, daughter, son.
The people overseas that have his credit card number.
I was going to say, what happened?
That person in I can't say the word, but somewhere that charged the dollar.
Yeah. Oh.
Which is a telltale sign that I screwed up.
Okay.
And, you know.
So did you have to cancel all your credit cards?
Yeah. Well, yeah. But the bad thing is you got to. They send you an envelope. You have to send them back. So my son's up here. He had to send his back.
You bought into that, didn't you?
Wait a minute. Why do you have to send it back? Did you just cut it off?
You can't. They're too thick. They want you to send them back, and then they send you another one.
Yeah, you get the.
But they won't send you another one, Tom, if you don't send the other ones back. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I'm sober, too. Although on about the 7th, I thought about euchre in one and topping one off. You guys got a lot of Tito's up there in that office.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking at Steve Brooks. I was like, where's he?
Am I looking somewhere?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, don't point the drones out, Rob.
Yeah.
Don't point them out. We got radio to do.
Well, it looks like there's a Christmas tree out there. Right? You know what it looks like? It looks like the game Space Invaders.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? When they go up, you're right. You're right about that. That is kind of cool.
I'd be dominating right now.
Yeah. So the drone show is happening here before the fireworks get started.
We're working with teenagers.
Yeah. It's all right.
We're working with teenagers. What's a Space Invaders? What is that?
Youngsters.
Well, it's
an Atari game.
For when we were younger.
When we were kids.
Pac-Man. You remember that one?
The first time I ever played a video game was with Tony Gwynn in Rookie Ball. He took me to an arcade. Of course, he wanted to bet that he would get more points.
And did he?
Well, I didn't know how to play.
Good bet.
The first one was Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know you can go through the thing and come out the other end. I just stayed there
certain
and
levels,
got
yeah.
eaten.
Yeah.
Did you get hooked? Were you like, you back at the arcade every day?
That was like playing one of those war games on video games. Call of Duty? Call of Duty. Yeah. I played that with my son. I played like for 30 seconds, and he played for about 2 hours. It was really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
That's about right. Yeah. I get the thing,
the controllers, and then it's like, okay, here you go.
So you know that he probably killed you. He probably was the one who killed you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm not dead yet.
No. That's not what he said on the air.
Put it this way. I'm not going to turn off my phone anytime soon, nobody.
You got the text alerts coming in from L.A.?
Yeah, thank God I got Christy's number. At least she can call me and tell me.
That's my partner over there. Come on.
That's right. Larry said the same thing about John last year.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Well, you're both full
that's
of life
very
right
nice,
now.
Murph. I can't believe you're letting them down that path.
I know, but that's what I do. Jeez. That's what I do.
Did I tell you about my new scorebooks?
I did not.
You told
they
me.
They could not find cardstock.
Yeah.
Staples out of cardstock for 3 months.
Wow.
They haven't had it.
I have.
I called Kinko's.
Supply
they're
change.
They're out of cardstock.
Wait, what size?
So. This size, my scorebook.
11 by 14.
Yeah, show everyone, Larry. They can't see it.
But they didn't have any cardstock at all, according to
them.
Larry, I have cardstock.
Dennis took care of me.
Dennis.
Yeah, at the UPS store.
At Kinko's?
Huh? No, Kinko's was out too. Kinko's was out too.
He
was
I would not three. Have thought that the UPS store would have had it.
I wouldn't either. But yeah. Then I went online. I trying to.
They were the only ones that had it, according to Larry.
I hate when I go to Kinko's and they're out of that whatever you were
card
looking
stock.
For.
Yeah.
Card stock.
How many times has that happened to you, John?
You know, I actually went to Kinko's once, and that was to get. What the hell did I get? TSA. I got my TSA. Oh, yeah.
Your pre-check. Oh,
yeah, you fill it out and you go to get TSA pre-check.
And then you
pre-check.
Get it there at Kinko's?
Yeah, you go and they sit, give it to you? Sit with the lady and she asks you a million questions that I couldn't answer.
They got a TSA desk at Kinko's now?
They do.
Really?
Wait, might have been.
It's
oh,
where
it's
they
one
used
of those
to keep
places.
The card stock. Yeah.
You sure you're not now, talking about the post office?
No. It was one of those.
Or the airport?
one of those places like that. What's the other one?
Yeah.
Kinko's and what's another one?
Baggage claim.
FedEx.
FedEx.
No,
it's
DHL.
Not
Depot.
A news. It's not a mail place.
It's not a
Office
news
Depot.
Place.
Office.
Can they see me on radio?
Obscene gesture.
What are you doing with that finger?
What? Someone sent me a thing. He said, "I wish I had more of them." Apparently, two's not
yeah,
enough.
We're only blessed with two of those.
No, what's a place? Not Kink. Is
DHL
Kink?
Express.
It's not a place you
it's
can mail stuff.
It's not a shipping
stuff.
Company.
It's not. So quit naming them.
7-Eleven.
So what are you looking for? Kinko's? I don't know what you're looking for, Johnny.
Pete's Deli in Allentown.
Let's talk about something else.
All right.
You want to do Shallow Thoughts?
Well, you have plenty of
What's
them.
The speed of dark?
Mm, yeah. Have you seen the new T-shirts that are out with the Shallow
are they
Thoughts
out?
On them?
Oh, yeah.
Are they out?
Mark Adams from Hog Island Press stopped by yesterday.
Oh, really?
Gave his son a little pitching lesson, a little lesson for Rex, and then he brought a couple shirts by.
Yeah.
So,
did you get
where
yours?
To go.
Yeah,
Hog Island Press. Hog Island
Press.
Reach
out our hands and wait for them.
Hog
you didn't
Island
get yours?
Press.
I didn't.
Did you?
No.
Huh. Brooksy?
Will you? Christmas is coming
Toops.
Up. Would you guys relax a little bit?
Okay.
Christmas in July.
Oh, wow. There's a good gift. Here, I got freebies. I'm going to give them to you all for Christmas. What a
sign
cheap.
Me up, L.A.
I'll take care of you, Murph.
Thanks,
partner.
Buddy. Thank you. Thank you, bud. Yeah, they're nice
all
looking.
That
Tubes, I got your back, too.
What about Larry?
Oh.
The other Larry.
Oh, yeah. I got you, Larry. I got you.
You know, Larry, the one with all the answers back there. Yeah.
T-Mac, I'm assuming that you and I are going to get squat for Christmas.
Thank you, Larry.
Yes.
Oh, look at that. People helping people.
Yeah.
Christmas in July. I'm just checking
out. Wow, those things are going to be stretched out.
What are you looking up, Tom? Tom's looking up something on his phone.
I was checking to see if Tommy got into the game.
So,
okay.
So he had a bobblehead tonight in Trenton.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Congrats,
his daughter
buddy.
Threw
right.
out the
Thank
first
you.
Pitch. So I see Bull down in the concourse. Bull goes, "You hear T-Mac's got a bobblehead?" I said, "Yeah, I heard." I said, I hope I can get one. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Yeah, they're not called bobbleheads. They're just called heads."
Hey, and by the way, that was an excellent Bull impersonation.
Does that sound like Bull?
You know what? That I did see that. I mean, I knew it was happening, but I saw it online tonight.
Yeah.
I said to the
it's only fit on one ear now.
Oh boy, the fireworks have started. Hey, that's cool though. Congratulations.
T-Mac, congratulations.
So Bakary threw the first pitch from the top of the
hill. Oh yeah, you said that.
And a strike.
It was a high strike.
Hey, that's okay. Yeah. The high
Who was umpiring?
It might have been Dan Bellino, so it might have been a strike.
Wow. It might have been called, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I think the whole complexion of that game turned, but Turner's at bat.
Yeah. That
3-0, he throws a pitch.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
and
bad.
And, you know.
That was a shame.
By
the way, I did ask the Trenton Thunder to send a couple of those bobbleheads our way, by the way.
Oh, did you?
I did. I haven't heard back.
Tom, that's fireworks?
No, I thought I saw lightning, actually.
Is it? Is it foggy?
Yeah.
Out there?
Everything's like.
Yeah, I think your glasses are dirty there, buddy.
You might need it.
I might have got makeup on.
Wait. Sorry. Those are yours.
Are they really?
Oh, my God.
Where have these been?
I'm going to need a chin strap to keep these babies on.
All right. Well, look, the fireworks are starting, so let me just get a thought real quick.
Is it a shallow thought?
No,
it's
going to be a regular old
Is it
normal
a happy thought?
Well, here's hoping.
Go to them first so I can cheat.
Okay. You want to steal their thoughts? Is that the idea behind this?
I'm going to have anyone's thought, I would choose these two.
Would
besides
you really?
Besides mine.
Yeah,
besides mine.
There's some dark thoughts going on in those two minds. Tomorrow, doubleheader.
Yeah.
Split doubleheader.
Yeah.
You got Ranger Suarez in the first game for the Phils, right?
I thought it was Taiwan Walker.
I thought it was Taiwan, too, but according to the notes.
I have Taiwan.
Okay, so. Yeah,
what first, do you have?
I've got one of the two.
Okay. All right.
But regardless, you know, concentrating on winning series. So hard to win a – hard to sweep a doubleheader, but win the first one, and who knows what will happen, right?
And just so you know,
if
the police call you and ask for
a
donation, don't give it to them. Because they called me – the second time they called me and asked for a donation, I'd say, I'd be more than happy to help the police. But – I was told don't give him money over the phone. I said, well, how much are you willing to pledge? And I said, I'll surprise you. And then he hung up on me. So I don't think it was a real deal.
I don't know if that was a positive.
Yeah, and meanwhile, out
I met
there,
with
folks,
the police today.
Yeah, I saw that.
I saw that. Did you get?
Is it all okay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Filed a police report.
For what?
Well, I was.
The credit cards that you mailed to people?
Yeah.
I was on Darien, going to make a left on Packer, and a fine gentleman from the middle lane decided he was going to go left when the light turned.
Well, you didn't. You should have seen his blinker.
I did. That's what he told me when I got out of the car.
Who's hosting the show?
John is. Now,
no, but
ahead.
That's what he said when I got out of the car. He said, didn't you see my blinker on? I'm like.
So you guys hit? You collided?
He hit me.
Oh, wow. Didn't know that.
Well, yeah. I mean,
he's walking?
I mean, my back's killing me, my neck. See you guys. Good chat.
Well, I'll give you my own thoughts on tomorrow's doubleheader later on in the program because Larry is gone and now John is gone and, well.
I'm waiting.
Bye, Tom.
See you,
Tom is gone.
And
Larry, the other Larry's still here, so we can continue on. Just like that, the Friday Night Roundtable is over. You know, you throw a couple fireworks up in the air and these guys get all rattled. But that's all right. So we'll take a quick break. But more to come here on Phillies Playback. We hope you'll stay with us after the break. So right here on the Phillies Radio Network.